Now, the Archdiocese of Dublin has said priests and parishes should not distribute Holy Communion to parishioners before or after Masses. The advice, issued in a statement to queries by Morning Ireland, comes as a Dublin West parish stopped its practice of handing out communion to 130 parishioners at a local church on Sundays after online Mass when Gardaí advised it shouldn't be doing so. Cian McCormack reports.
They used to come through the entrance, the main entrance of the church, they receive communion, and then they leave out through an exit door, a different door.
This is Father Binoy Matthew, parish priest of Mount View and Blakestown Parish in Dublin 15.
Yeah, they were coming into the church, they receive, and then they go through the door, to facilitate one-way traffic. These days we were having about 130 people.
He's explaining how since November, parishioners were visiting the Church of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Huntsdown to get communion after watching Mass online every Sunday.
130 people.
Yeah, over a period of 2 hours, yeah.
The handing out of communion has stopped because Father Matthew says Gardaí viewed what was happening as an organised event.
They asked us to stop, so we stopped.
Gardaí confirmed to Morning Ireland events like this shouldn't happen.
They said this is an organized event, so therefore they said, that cannot continue. We speak a lot about mental health, people keeping sane. Religious affiliation, private prayer, communion is something that is maybe a way of keeping a small number of people sane during these days. And we were very, there was sanitizer, there were people, one volunteer guiding people, not allowing them to stay. So people, some of them who used to come to this are disappointed.
Do you feel you were breaking the regulations that are in place?
I didn't, because, we didn't allow people to group. We were very strict about how people came, how they stood and how they left.
It still did constitute an organized event. You were managing it.
Yeah, probably. I know I didn't think in those terms. So okay, when they said it is an organized event, okay, I consider it's an organized event. So I'm disappointed in that sense,
Local parishioner Philip Brennan is angry and says the handing out of communion should be allowed.
The receiving of Holy Communion is very important to, I would imagine, a third of the Irish population.
But it is bringing people together in one area. In terms of containing and controlling the COVID-19 virus and the pandemic, it certainly isn't ideal. And Gardaí would say very strongly that events like this shouldn't happen.
Well, you see, when you say it like that, it sounds like there's a gathering and a grouping of individuals. It's not. The individuals that are going to communion are going over a period of maybe 2.5 hours. When we go to receive the communion in Huntsdown, we pass by a local playground, which is packed to the hilt, and nothing is said about that, and I don't think that's fair.
Philip, a version of this story is published in today's Dublin Gazette. It quotes you being angry about what has happened. Are you angry?
I am. I'm angry and disappointed that the state go to a degree of preventing us from receiving what's a spiritual act.
Morning Ireland asked the Archdiocese of Dublin for its view. It said priests and parishes should not distribute Holy Communion before or after Mass in or outside churches. However, the statement added, communion can be given at funeral Masses, weddings or to essential ministers that make online Masses possible.
Cian McCormack reporting there. It's